Hallelujah. To the excellence of Almighty Yahweh, we gather here in your presence on this Shabbat. We come before you with great delight to worship, to esteem you highly for the excellence of your imams. And as we bow in your presence, we call upon your mighty name as you prepare Yisrael. You prepare our minds. You prepare us for the exaltation of your HaMashiach. And at the certain sound of the shofar, we prepare our minds to worship you. We know that you are excellent, our Abba. We sing the highest, Tefireth, as we uphold you with honor and praises. I am not ashamed of the message of Yahshua HaMashiach. So I give you praises, Yah. For it is the power of Yahweh to save me. That message of deliverance. And shackles broken, the mind made free and free indeed. But I'm free today, Yahweh. I'm free to worship you. I'm free to uplift the standards. Yahshua, the standard of your Torah. I'm free, Yah. And I shall barak you this day. For this is a blessed and beautiful day. Yahweh has granted unto Israel. And as the old Kid Hashem would say, we shall never see this day again. But in this day I shall Todah, Barak you, for the excellence of your blessings. For the assurance that we find in Yahshua. For our strength is not of ourselves. For our healing virtue is not of ourselves. But it's by the power of your HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb, that we are made free. And free from the corruption of this world, free from the bondage of darkness, and but of all free from the iniquitous, torahlessness ways of our own fleshly desires and our own fleshly passions. We shall honor you this day, for this is the Shabbat of Almighty Yah, and in that we shall magnify the blessed assurance in Yahshua. Hallelujah. Heal our minds and heal our bodies. Heal our thoughts and above all, heal our love. That we may serve you with the pure Hava. In Yahshua's mighty name we ask all things. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yah shall speak to you. Be of great strength and encourage yourself. Shalom. You may be seated. We certainly do barak him for his excellence. For there is no other power but the power of Almighty Yahweh. There is no other promise of tikvah, of hope, but the power and revelation that is revealed unto Israel, Yahshua. And for that I shall esteem him highly. I shall barak. And that is the blessings of my mouth. The blessings of my raised hands. The blessings of my substance. The blessings of whom I am. I shall offer it unto him. As an offering of Todah. And to those that truly love him, it is not sacrificial to obey Almighty Yahweh in all that he commands. And when he tells us to lift our hands, it is of great importance unto him. When he tells us to praise him on the cymbals, the timbrels, with a loud voice, he means that. It is of utmost importance that we do that. But the nature of this generation, it is one that is steeped in rebelliousness. It is a hard generation. It is very callous. And it is a generation that has been brought up without the knowledge and the profound other utterance of His truth unto this generation. We have shallow and weak messages, but they have not come from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. For we can see in Israel, among His people, every time that He had to convey a message of profoundness unto them, He would raise up a man. He will not raise up a Jezebel. He would raise up a man. He did not raise up a child. He would raise up a man. It is something of the value of man, that short tongue. He fights against it continuously. And so this is why we have this proliferation of this Jezebelite spirit today that rises up and combat against Yahweh when He commands this wicked generation. He would always raise up a man to warn them and to speak judgment against them. And when He will bring them to ultimate shame, He would allow the Jezebel spirit to rise up in the midst of them. And He would cause the children to oppress them and the women to rule over them. That's what He would do. But Yah has called man, those that are truly His, to repent and to acknowledge Him. There's a reason I want to share with us today. Yah's will. There's a reason that Shaitan is angry against man. It's in the book. You cannot take one scripture or two and think you have scriptural revelation. It doesn't come that way. It comes by the Ruah of Yah. He set in the midst of us the order of His established Mishra, His governments, that He may reveal unto the house of Israel those things that are of value and of importance. I want to read something before I began in the actual text of the message. And I want you to turn to this. It's in Tehillim, Psalm chapter 5. And also in Hebrews chapter 2. But I want to begin here in the Tehillim Psalms, chapter 8, and there are a few verses I want to read. I want to begin reading at verse 3. This is what David said as he spoke with great clarity unto his Abba. He says, Yah, when I considered how Shemayim, the heavens, and the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, you have set them in their pattern, you have set them in their order and their specifics, you have set them for government or governing certain things and elements. Sure He has. That is the truth. On the fourth day He made the luminary bodies, and not just one, they all were there for the time, the seasons, and the mandates of Almighty Yahweh. I want you to hear this. And so when David, last night as I left the tabernacle after prayer, it was briskly cold, but it was a wonderful chill. I enjoy that kind of cold weather at times. And I could look up in the sky and see certain clarity in the sky, but nothing like what David saw. He could see the multitude of stars and the celestial bodies in the Hashemayim. Because of the pollution of man and his corruption, you cannot even hardly see the stars. There are those that live in cities have actually really never seen a star. Because of the density of the pollution and the obscurity of the sky, they cannot see it. But David, when he stepped out on that balcony of the royal court, he could see the luminary bodies as they lit up. He could see the tremendous vastness of the creation of Yah. And what is like the creation of Yahweh? There's nothing. It is a beautiful thing that cannot be compared to anything. He said, when I saw all that, And I saw the beauty of it. I can imagine as he began to express this, the tears began to fall. And his heart was broken. He said, "What is Ben Adam? What is man? What is he? What is man? That your mind is upon him constantly. What is man?" He said, "What is man? That you're mindful. Your thoughts are consumed with man. Your love is upon man." He said, "When I consider this and I look at the vast beauty of it, I ask you, what am I? What is man? That you would even think on me. That you would consider me. Concerning the power of your excellence, your creation. What can compare to it?" Yet out of the midst of the dirt, he took a dirt and an earthly thing. He raised up by the power of his living words. And he breathed into him his breath of assurance, his life. And from that day, Satan, with an onslaught of hell, has come against man. He has used every element he can, man, to try to reduce him from his stature, his space. But Yah is mindful of man. I will show us. I don't give a damn about your opinion, your judgments, your interpretation of scripture. This is plain that even the babes can understand. This is the generation that loves conjecture. They like to add. They like to delete. They like to assume that this is what it means. "Well, I need no man. You are a fool." Was Shaul a man? Do you listen to him? Was Kephar a man? Does the words that Yah poured into him speak to you today? Was Obadiah a man? Was Jeremiah, Yeshaya, was Eob, were they men? Do the words of their experience or the revelation that Yah poured unto them, does it speak to us today? This is the spirit of this Jezebel, this seductive spirit of hell of Satan. That is why he raised up these flirtatious Jezebel women that think that they have the authority and the mandate of Yah, that they have received that interpretation. That is not how the Mishra of Yah works. There's nothing more repugnant, vile in his stench is when you find a woman that runs her mouth and talks all the time. He tells your daughters to learn in quietness, to be quiet. "Well, that takes away from whom I am. What are you? You're piling a lump of hog's bush. What value do you possess? Your beauty is in your beauty of the expression of Torah unto Yah." And a true daughter of Zion, she understands the place of her honor. She understands her place. You may think that you are spiritual. I was talking with some other day, and one injected that, "Well, is that, that's an assault on my intellect." Well, what in the hell? And I said it like that, it's intellect. And if you ask people to define that, they could not even by Webster. I know what it means because I hear this from people, and I'm accustomed to the definition in Webster. And if you display intellect in your horrific condition, then I don't want that kind of intellect. It's almost like Mr. Putin, when he said to Mr. Bush, he said to him as they were occupying the stage during this most dynamic time during the war in Iraq, he said to him as I read the reports, he said, "And one day Russia will have democracy like Iraq." And Mr. Putin looked at him. He says, "We as the Russian people do not want the kind of democracy that is being bestowed upon Iraq. If that is democracy, if we are in a democratized nation, then I would hate to see what communism is. We are a nation of controlled minds and controlled people. They control your mind, they control your attitude, they control your lust, they control everything by your own lasciviousness and your concupiscence. That is why there is an effeminate spirit today that predominates the world governments, the world powers today. Because it's very seductive. And that's why you find these Jezebels like the Juanita Bynums, the Joyce Meyers that are multi-millionaires. They raise them up because of their seductive elusiveness that they express in the midst of these whorehouses. It's one thing that a true man of Yah does. He set the order of Yahweh. And that's right. He has been given the mandate by Yah to set his order. And I say to all you women and all you daughters of desire, you have no place. Your place is to be quiet. And when Yah speaks to you, he will speak as he does to this generation by the power and revelation of Yahshua. He has not taken you to the book, revealing unto you the intricates of scripture. You are a flat out liar. He speaks by his manservant. Jotan knows the value of man. He wants to reduce him that he may say, where are the men? That's why when Solomon said, he saw this profound vision. And the woman represents the beauty of the chastity of Yah. There's nothing more beautiful, daughters, than a chaste daughter of Zion. That it caused men to stand back and marvel at her beauty, her chastity, her presentation. We can see that in Mishli, chapter 31 of this virtuous daughter Zion. Although she had children, she was virtuous. She was quiet. I hate a rambunctious, bodacious speaking woman because you know she's full of silliness. And they're led astray. That's why the spirit has crept in today. Because the women are silly and they're laden with sin. And have drawn them onto doctrines or thoughts of doctrines that they literally think that they have the revelation from Yah. Hallelujah. And it is not so. Well, I'm going to finish my course today. Hallelujah. Whether you like me or not. I'm a warrior. I like it when folks don't like me. Whether you that are listening by the live stream, I am a warrior. Hallelujah. No, I am an Israelite warrior. And I have the sword of the Ruah, the word of Yah. That's what backs me. Jotan, as he saw the magnificence of man, he has from day one, there has been an assault upon man. And Solomon, when he looked for the beauty of the, to reference Almighty Yah, he said he looked among 1,000 Tizayan daughters of Tizayan. He found zilch. And then he looked among 1,000 or the thousandth men, and he saw one. And that is the living Ben Adam, Yahshua, in Israel, for he is the man of strength. And that is why Herod, Pharaoh, they did not go after the women, they went after the men. The babies of the youthful men that were birthed out of the bosoms of their mother. And don't think, look at the situation in this nation today. The men, I will. The prison houses are filled. And so a woman thinks today, well, there is no man, Jezebel. There are men. And I'm a man. Hallelujah. And he has given man that spiritual authority in this earthly realm. He has given man. He has not given that to you to wander and to do your own election or your own choosing. He has not done that. He says, I saw the beauty of Hashemiah and the excellence in all of your massive creation. Listen to me, my friends. It was nothing like you see out here. You go to places like New York and Boston, you can barely see a few stars there. Baltimore, cities like that, Philly, you can't even see stars. And the farther you go north, whereby the pollution is not so evident, you can see the massive beauty of Hashemayim. And it makes you to be, it caused a breathtaking response that he made this. Hallelujah. And he said, let the creation and the billions of stars, hallelujah, just his words, let the solar system, hallelujah. And when he saw all that he had done, when he saw all of that, this little thing that he had breathed the power of his life in. Do you hear me? He did not breathe it in the moon.
He did not breathe it in the stars. He did not breathe it in the trees. He caused them to come to yield seed. There was something that was earthly and dirty. There was something that had no power to even cut down the tree unless Yah gave him the wisdom to do it. He said, that's what I've chosen, Shatan. This. Not Elilak. Not one that is in his power, but this thing. This is what I have chosen. And in the power of this representation of me, he shall bring down your kingdom. And my Torah shall be established, an everlasting Torah in the election of my people. Hallelujah. We have this Pharisaic mindset that chooses to try to deduct and interpret the word of Yah. The word of Yah is of no profit. Interpretation. It is revealed by the Ruach unto those that he has ordained to speak unto his house. Well, I don't believe that fool. Then why is it that even in the natural sense, this, the people of Yah, he said that his people, are they sottish? He said, my people are sottish. They are not ignorant. I'd rather be ignorant than to be a stupid one. He says that that word sottish, they are stupid. They're beyond ignorance. They are stupefied. They're such a people that are so stupid that they cannot even recognize what is of me. And they can't even do that today. They cannot recognize the true man of Yah because they are so obsessed with their own damnable wickedness. They question everyone but their own wickedness of their own hearts. They don't know who is sincere today because they are not sincere. Well, I'm sincere. Do you trust in the word of Yah? And yet they say they trust, and there's no evidence in their lives that they're trusting in the word of Yahweh. They're full of their own deceit and lies. Hallelujah. And so when Dawid saw this, he was so taken awash. He said to Yah, for what is man that you are mindful of him? Listen. And the son of man that you visit with him. He said, look, Yah, for you have made him to be a little lower than the Malachim. Was Yahshua a man? I ask you a question. Was he a man? Was he a physical, biological man? He was a man. He was the word of Yah made flesh. He dwelt among us. And we beheld the mighty power and the honor of Yah. That is why today's society, especially in this nation, it causes the women to rise up. And Yah tells the women of Yah, he tells you, you don't know how to love a man. He simply tells you to reverence them. Show the man reverence is his command unto you. That's all he asks you. Show him honor. Don't disregard the man. Don't dishonor him. Do not disrespect him. Do not belittle him in the midst of this wicked world. Show and bestow on him reverence as you would bestow it unto me. And he said, as I have loved you, he commands the man to love her. To love her. Deal with her according to knowledge. To show the path plainly. To show her what I command of you, man, that her strength or the strength of her bosom will cause you to meet my obligation. He did not set your daughter Zion to rise up against man. This is this damn Hollywood trash. This is this one needed by them Jezebel spirit. You think Yah's given that whore from hell revelation? Look at the man. Look at that man that she had. You don't see the femininity in that man. You don't see the effeminate character in that man. You don't see how effeminate he is in his mannerism. Sure, he's an effeminate man. You can't see it in him. You all can sit here like a pack of hypocrites. It make no difference at all. I utter unto you the truth of Almighty Yahweh. You find these men, they are effeminate. Their ways are effeminate. Their actions, they don't have the manly qualities. They don't act like men. They act very feminine. Very soft. That's what they act like. They don't act like having the character of a man. that Yah, Yahshua, is his strength. Hallelujah. Yahshua did not come here to be submitted unto the authoritative disputes or the actions or the interpretation or deductions from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He came as the man, as the Bin Adam, to set things in order. He came to set the Bayan of Yah in order. Set his place right. Hallelujah. And that's what is going to take a man of strength. It's going to take a man that has the virtuousness of Yahshua in him. That he may stand against the wiles of hell. At this Jezanizing spirit that seduces everyone. That's what it does. I've said to us over the many years, it's one thing that even worldly singing, you will find that when a man sings, you will find the women, they will really have a derision. Sing Luther. Sing Kenny Pendergrass. But when you find a woman that they think that has a voice, you will find men standing. They will be aroused by her singing. And you will find women as well. Sure you will. You will find that. There's a different reaction. And the enemy knows that. That's why when Shavah spoke unto Eve, he knew what he had. It was not the man that was caught in transgressions. I want to tell you, daughters, it was the woman that sinned. That's what Scripture says. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. And that's why these women today, you find, don't you know, I tell you the statistic, brothers and sisters. You daughters that never been married, you have no reason to be ashamed. But 70% of the women of the dark-skinned nation in this nation, they are unmarried. There are no husbands. There are no men. Why? And so what they do, they raise up sons that are effeminate, that do not understand the character of a man. In order for a boy to understand a man, he needs a man. In order for a woman to understand love, to be raised in the nurturing of love, she need a man to love that Ima, the Avat love and the Ima, that she may understand, the child may understand what love is. She will never understand that. That's why the marriages are dissolving. That is right, mother. That's why there's no strength in the homes. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. And 70% of those women, they have no husband. And a greater percentage of those that have been married, they only last about 5 years. That's why Yah commands the woman to honor. When you find a talkative woman running her mouth all the time, you got a mess. It's better to be on the housetop by yourself than to be inside a house with a cantankerous, a woman that runs her mouth all the time. Now that's in the book. It's because they have not been taught the disciplines of Yah. They think that they have their power or the authority to move beyond the place of beauty that Yah has ordained for them. It's not a position of slavery or servitude. It is a position of servitude unto Him as you serve your husband, man. As He serves Yah, He serves you. So you got this damnable twisted thinking today. Hallelujah. And so women today think that they can utter anything. Well, what is a woman's worth? Her worth is greater than rubies. A true woman, not a Jezebel. But a true woman, her weight is greater than rubies. For who can find a virtuous woman? What does that mean? Was the daughter of Mishli, was she virtuous? She had children, didn't she? But she understood the duty of the home. Her place as a daughter to Zion. Who can find one like that? For price is far above rubies. To hell with diamonds. Yah says her price is far above rubies. And there's nothing more beautiful, my daughters, than a daughter of desire. Nothing. These sluts and whores today, the Hiltons, the Lohans, that are sleeping with dogs and beasts, that's what they're doing. They are dogs. And they can dilute the thinking of people. Because the Spirit says, I'm an independent woman. Well, you're independent from Yah then. Because Yah has a rule in His kingdom. He has a rule, my friend. He said, what is the Son of Man that you are mine? For you have made Him a little lower than the Melech.
And you have crowned it with honor and great tefillah. He has crowned man with something that is so great that the enemy sees that. And Shaitan knows that. He crowned him that because there is a Pacific. I will get to that in a few, alright? Y'all bear with me. But there is a Pacific that Yah has given unto man. It's one that Evangelist Horn will remind us often of. I will get to it. He will speak it often, even though he did not have the profoundness of the revelation of it. It was true in the man. He knew that it was a reality of the purpose of man to satisfy the Most High. He knew that. Even though the revelation of that was not profoundly precise in him, the true word was precise. And that is why he would quote it often unto us and remind us of the same verse all the time. I don't care how many times he preached, it was almost inevitable that he would repeat this verse. I will get to it. Hallelujah. He says, you have crowned him, you have given him honor. Verse 6, look at this. He said, you, Yah, has made him to have what? Dominion. To have what? Dominion. That is dominance. That is power. That is authority. You have made him to be, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. Did he give Adam dominion? Did he give him dominion over the lion? And I am so impressed with that beast that they, I tell you, I'm impressed with the lion. It's one thing about the lioness is that every so many years, the male, if he began to lose his strength, then you have what they call marauding or marauders, lions, that they will cast out the young lions because the elderly lion, the one that is in charge of the pride, will cast them out because of competition. And so the marauders, they get together, three or four, two or three. They're young, they're strong, and they're powerful. And they hunt. That's what a lion is made for, to eat. He hunts. And they will sleep 24, 30, 40 hours after one killing, when they gorge themselves. Then he rise again after 4 or 5 days, and he hunts again. He hunts. That's his purpose. And yet the lioness know that when the elder statesmen began to get a little older, all of a sudden there rises up one of the younger, more fervent, stronger lions. Now he is just not a pushover because he's older. When they engage into battle, it is usually unto death or one being maimed that they are thrust from the pride and they go out and the hyenas or some other beast take advantage of that lion and kill it. But they know they need the lion even in the nature. You understand that a male, some of the male weigh about 650, 700 pounds. So the male females, they get an average of around 400, 450 pounds. And they're ferocious hunters. But yet they know that it is the male that protects the pride. And even when a new male comes in, all the cubs of the previous, it kills every last one. And no cub is spared. None. So that's what Yah has to do. He has to kill off that damn trust that we have procured in our minds to think that it's right, to think that we have the legitimate place before him, that we have an interpretation of scripture. It's not so. He has always said his word by the mouths of the men servants. He has always, he is not going to change. He is the same today, yesterday. Hallelujah. And he is the same forevermore. The reason I want to deal with this is because I was talking with Wanda that they were talking about the Lunar Shabbat. Just an ignorant doctrine. Even the scriptures they use do not even add up. You got Luteranians that say that the 8th is the right day and then some say the 7th. You got those that say the 15th is the right day and some say the 14th. You got those, I've dealt with this and believe me, I deal with them from every extreme. You got those that say the 22nd is the right, those that say the 21st. You got those that say the 29th is right, and those that say 28th. And yet, if you look at the lunation of the moon, it takes 29 days,
0.5 hours, 0.5 days, 0.3, and so many seconds. And that is not even calculation. You can't even get the actual calculation on that. Between 29 and 30 days. And I said to the one, I asked you one question. Did Noah keep the Shabbat of Yah? Sure he did. He had his wives and his son's wife. And the nature of a woman, he knew exactly what it was. He had the beast in there. And yet he was shut in, wasn't he? Did he see the moon? Did he see the moon? Did he keep the Shabbat? Oh, sure he did. He said, in the seventh day, Yah rested. And he kadosh. He gave us the moon, the sun, and the same group of people. They will use the sun to tell time. That's what he gave it for. He gave all the luminary bodies. Did David say that he just looked at the moon? He looked at the stars, didn't he? He looked at the host what Yah had created. It's an ignorant generation. I get it from the racist ones. I get it from the non-racists. There's one that has, he preferred his race. That they are the elect of Yah. He sends me his newsletters all the time. Well, why do you read them or why do you study them? To understand their position, because I know how to answer them. They're not dealing with some posse here. Aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. You're boasting. No, I just stand assured in Yeshua. I'm certain of who I am. I have no doubt of that. No whatsoever. So if Noah keep the Shabbat, as he brought Israel out of Mizraim, didn't he? 425 years. How did he teach them how to keep the Shabbat? Was it because he said the moon sets and I want you, when you sight it, 7 days? No. He rained down manna every day but the seventh day. He rained down bread every day but the seventh day. Nowhere does he tell Moshe or Yahshua, you get the position of the moon? No, what these perverts. Well, they will say, well, you can tell it's wrong because many are keeping it. Lies from hell. Many do not keep the Shabbat. Well, if we use that analogy and that twisted logic, that the whole world believes in a creation, that a creator, most of the world believes that. All the Muslims believe that. All the Hindus and all of them. So that does that annul the creator's position? They all talk about faith, doesn't it? Don't they? So does that annul the emunah of Yah? It doesn't. I'm writing a book on that. I'll finish up next week. Hallelujah. And believe me, I've met those that think that they know. The clown down here in Georgia, down here, I met him. And we've discussed this. I say to him, tell me. And they will reason, not in scripture, but they will reason of their own logics and their own opinion. How did Noah keep the Shabbat? Tell me. For the first 150 days, he was locked in. How did he keep the Shabbat? You'll read the book that I'm writing. It will tell you how. He kept the Shabbat. How do I know he kept the Shabbat? Because when he came out of the ark, the first thing he did was what? Sacrifice unto Yah. The Torah is just not something that began with man. For his Torah has always been with him. Do you understand? It is just such a stupidity of man we can't comprehend. That's why he had to send a living book, Yeshua, to reveal unto us. One fourth day, he made the moon, the sun, and all the luminary bodies. Another day, fifth day, next day, sixth day, and the Shabbat he rested. So how is the calculation right? And I know every scripture they use, and people think that they're intelligent when they have, and the basis of intelligence is knowing how to understand information, not by emotion or feeling. Now if you ask most folks that, they think they're intelligent, don't they? But they don't know that. I'm not an intelligent man. I tell you all the time, I'm ignorant. I'm glad of that too. But I do know what I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they play on the emotions of people, and yet they think they're intelligent when they have ciphered or they have taken information that others have written or they have heard, and they research that. Well, the Ruah doesn't do that. Those that are led by the Ruah, they are the sons. And Yah leads us into His Mishrah, His government, our minds, our will, our purpose to be governed by Him. We are led.
We are led. Show me anywhere in the book where He didn't use a man. Was Moshe a man? Did He bring deliverance? Was Yahshua a man? Did He bring deliverance? I guess they were he/she men. They were men. They were men. You look at some of the most sordid, corrupt religions of the world. Buddha, Confucius. They're men. Hallelujah. So what is man? What is the Son of Man? That You have gave Him dominion. Thou hast made Him to have dominion over the works of Your hand. So Yah made man to give him dominion over the works of His hand. Did He not? Did He give that to man? And You have put some things under his feet. Now, what does that say? All or some? It says kul. K-O-L-E. In the Hebrew expression. That is the whole of the sum. That is the fullness. Nothing excluded, but everything. He has put all things under the feet of man. Everything. He has given him dominion over the earth, over his olam. That's why, men, isn't it amazing how that Boeing 747 with such beautiful power that it glides throughout the air, gets up 50, 60,000 feet, 5-6 miles in the air. But a mile is 5,280 feet, and that thing gets up 5-7 miles up there. Then it flows with ease. Doesn't take as much for it to fly, and doesn't use much fuel. And yet Yah gave him dominion. He gave it to man. And when Shotan saw that, he began to devise a plan. I'm telling you, daughters, your beauty is in your reverence. And in that you will begin to see the prosperity, the beauty of Yah in you. This is a generation that you don't honor no one. You don't honor those that are in authority, and Yah has an authority. You think this same Jezebel spirit that they will go to jobs and they will say that they are doing that process wrong. You think they're going to confront the aura? They're not going to do it. There's a way that seems right unto man, and your own analogy seems right. There's a way that seems right unto man. But the end of that way that you perceive is right, it is destruction thereof. It brings destruction. That's what it brings. And we know that as Shava, as Eve began to talk to Shatan, her mind began to be twisted, her thoughts began to be removed from the Torah. Yah gave the Torah to Adam. And He imparted that Torah into his wife. That's why He so loved the world, did He not? That's why He commands the man to love his wife. And because women today, they have not seen the pure expression of love. They have gathered from as the whores turn around, a new world, these whores on Rachel's hope, or Ryan's hope, and they perceive that as intimacy from Yah. It's not. Only a man by the instructions of Yah can teach what love is, I'm telling you. And that's why the elderly sisters have learned that process. That she teaches the young daughters. The baby, he may seem a little hard, but you watch. Just keep doing right. You'll see what he'll do. Watch. Oh, baby, that's all right. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. So they haven't been taught love. So that's why the homes are barren. And because the homes are barren, they're producing sons and they're raising them with these effeminate spirits. Don't you know in the 40s and 30s and the 1800s, the young boy, 13, he was a man. He had understand a young girl. She had the ability and the tenacity to run a home. She knew that at that age. So now they cause them to play and to jive and to shuck buck. That's what they do. Fill their corrupt mind with video and hardcore. Hallelujah. Not with the Torah of Yah. Even though those parents did not understand Torah, even though they were brought up in religious pollution, that yet Yah had a remnant in the midst of those parents. And they understood the disciplines of Yahweh.
That's why the old mother, she would sit at the table with Papa, and she knew how to answer him. It was a great reverence, and his strength was not abated. He was made strong. He would not tell her when he was sick. He didn't feel like going to that field and plowing, but he knew that his babies, he knew that mama, he had to take care of her, because he knew that she would uphold her in. And she made commands to the field and say, "Honey, you look like you're not feeling well." "Well, I don't feel too well." "Well, you ought to come lay down a little bit." "No, baby, I got to." You know, you could sense the tenderness. He didn't know how to express it to her. He really did not. Tell me, you know how to express love? Trash we call love. It's trash. So he did not have the ability to facilitate his expression to her. But she knew it was love. She knew it. She could sense his strength. And because he was sick and weak, her presence, just her little tender words, he could cut up and say, "Yeah, get up, mule." He could plow. He could plow that field. Legs would get weak. He would look back at the old shack, think about mom and the youngins. Her beauty is beyond the expressions of Hashemayim. Daughters, that's why the enemy has done all to pollute your daughters, to remove you away from the aura of Yah, the place that he ordained you to sit, in a place of beauty, in a place of great love, that it will express his regard toward Israel, the assembly that he had elected. And so what the enemy did, he caused you to begin to speak, like he did Sheva. "Well, I know it's right, but the man is the arbiter. He is the final arbiter. He tells you, man, he tells you, woman, to submit yourselves one unto another." And I'll tell you what that means. It means, woman, you listen to the man, and man, you listen to the woman. Your wife, hear her. Your husband, hear the man. You know they're not hearing when they're talking. And when it's all said and done, when all the calculation is done, then you become subject unto the final arbiter. If he says, "Nay," don't say, "Well, why? I don't see no reason." "Yes, my love." Then it causes his heart to, even if he's wrong, even in that situation, what he has chosen, the path, even if he's wrong, it is your strength that brings about the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to be led. And so what women have done today, they've taken the strength and the power of man. Did not Shavah do that with Eve? Come on, daughters of Zion, your place is a place of great beauty. I'm telling you the truth here. Isn't that what this whore has done, the thing we call the church? Raises up the women to take authority, like they're getting revelation. And at times I will listen at little tidbits of these twisted-minded heifers. They're not heifers, these Jezebels. I say, where in the hell, y'all, is this trash coming from? They speak nothing. They arouse the people with their voice. Men get up, "Go on, Juanita, go on." She flirting herself in a flirtatious manner. It's not of y'all. When a man speaks, he will almost make your eardrums shiver. He will not cater to your little effeminate or your feminine ways. He will speak to you the Torah. "And I declare unto you the Torah of Yah." There's a Torah for the man and the woman. And they're equal, of the same substance, same beauty, and the same honor. She is not bit one scintilla less than the man. But her place is as beautiful as the man's place. Her place is as beautiful as the man's place. How do you know that? Because Yah gave her place. Does he know? He knows what he's doing. So Yah gave her place. And I tell you, daughters, if Yah gave you place, and he put you in that place, he put you in that position, you got a position. Hallelujah. And it's not to be taken lightly. It's a valuable component of the whole makeup of his purpose and his plan.
He saw that man needed a helpmeet. So he caused him to fall asleep. And he took a rib from man. And he made man a woman. And she was called Shavah, the mother of life. And that's what our precious daughter Zion is. She brings life to a home. I don't care how hellish your husband is, wives. You that are listening. There's a sister that writes me and she says to me, Pastor, my whole house. And when this sister writes almost every week, she sends 250, 100. She sends tremendous offerings to the work. Let me read this quickly. Oh, I'm going to finish you all right. The sister writes me this week. She says this. She says, Pastor Roberts, I have learned more in 4 months listening to you, to the live stream, that I have learned over 36 years in the Pentecostal, charismatic, non-denomination, the apostolic. She said, I've tried them all. Churches and television ministry. I never feared their gods. But now, I fear the Most High. Yahweh. That's all right. She doesn't ever have to send another nickel. This right here, that's all. She said, I fear the Most High Yahweh. And that fear makes me obedient in things I could not overcome before. Truly, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Told her, you pastor and the congregation. Hallelujah. Well, why does she bless the congregation? Because she knows that the congregation does not put this man of Yah under any restraints. For your contract says, you cannot speak on those things. Not so, my friend. So she blocks the congregation. And her blessings to the work here, it is a blessing to the congregation that the light of his truth shines forth greater unto you. Hallelujah. That means more than a $5,000 offering to me. The strength and the beauty of her words. Man, they have great strength. When I read that other day, it revitalized me because I know that there must be men that love Yah. Because if there are no men, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have the debacle of hell overtaken and destroyed, whereby none shall be saved. So there must be, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You got all kinds of twisted doctrines. The homosexuals make their plight right out of the same book. The racist blacks or the racist whites, they make their plight right out of the book. They all use the book and justify it. We're justified by Emunah, by believing what the book says. Do I understand all things? Well, do I know physics? No. So I don't understand all things. I understand all things that's necessary for Israel to walk in the light of the truth. The Ruah will lead us when Yah knows has a revelation that must be brought forth. And so the enemy has done a magnificent job to break down the very strength of man, to remove him. We could see that with part of the system in this nation. Well, if you got a husband, you can't get any assistance. Let him move out, and we will help you. That plan was not only just devised here. Brother Allah can tell you then that under the apartheid system in South Africa, they will cause the men to go hundreds of miles away from home. Then they can only come home every 2 or 3 months. They broke down the strength of the home. The man was removed. And that's the truth. And Shaitan knows what he's doing. He wants to get rid of the man. He wants to move him out. And who began at puberty with the man child. Mothers raising them to be feminine and soft. I use the word punkish like. It's wrong. I know you love them mothers, but that doesn't mean your love is right. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, how can you say that their mothers, they say they love their sons, let them smoke dope in the house. Their mothers, they say they love their daughters and let them shack with some little knucklehead. So don't come to me. You better know who you're dealing with when you're talking to me, all right? So don't affront me with this little jive immaturity of your mind. Don't confront me with that. You better make sure your barrels are more than loaded. And they call that love, do they not? Do they not call it love?
You love them, every kind of thing is permissible, and they call it love, don't they? It's not love. So don't come to me with that. Please don't. Don't even waste my time. I am not trying to convince the Lunarians or the Seventh-day Adventists or the apostles. I'm not trying to convince them of nothing. I'm trying to show Israel their sins. Because those fool-headed people are not going to hear. They're determined. Their minds are made up. They're not going to hear you. I'm not going to cast y'all's pearls before these swines or get that which is cat horse up to a dog that turned and say, well, you know, he said that, but he's still wrong. Jezebel, I'm still right because the word of yours is right. Get all the ones you want to. It makes no difference. I like it that way. Hallelujah. I like the battle that way. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on. I want it that way. I want you to make me well. I got to show up, draw down. I got to draw out of the well. I don't want the surface water. The water, when it gets down, it's cold as it gets down. Sure it is. The farther you go, the cold it gets. Sure it is. I swam in ponds. I've gone way to the bottom. And all when you get to the bottom, it gets cold and colder. Sure, that's why fish kind of come up in the middle way. Come on the top, it gets warm. And cool. So I like to draw down in that well and get a cold drink. Nothing like a cold drink of water, is it, brothers, after you worked in the cornfield in the hot heat of the day, is it? No, sir. Don't want no Gatorade. You want some water. You don't want anything superficial. You want the water. Nothing like the water. Pulls it out, doesn't it? And I give to you the living well, the water, Yahshua the Lamb. That's what I give to you. Hallelujah. So I say to the Lunatarians, which one are right, the ones on the 7th or the 8th? Yah has taught Yisrael the Shabbat. You all read the book, you that are listening. You want a copy, it shall be ready next week. And we'll have it in production. It'll be about 30 pages. I don't want to make it long because people, I know that we're lazy in our reading. We don't like to read. That's what scripture even tells us. It tells us in the book, in Kohite, it tells us with much books and much learning, it brings weariness. So you get weary. Yah doesn't intend for us to have many books for much learning. He intends for us to be led. When we hear the enough of Yah, we don't harden our wicked hearts. We don't provoke him. How does Emunah come by what? He'll come by what? And you must hear what? You must hear the word of Yah. And how can you hear unless you have a... I must be a preacher. He must preach unto you. And so when man says, well, I don't need a preacher, these fools, then why even listen to you then? If I don't need you, then why? If I got it all, I don't need anyone, then why you read books and search out things? It's all in the book, isn't it? So man that is wise, he will search the book out, will he not? That's what he will search the scroll. You don't need any commentaries, any of that. I'm just an ignorant man, so I need that. Hallelujah. It's one thing that y'all taught me. I said to you often that in the days when he began to deal with me, I can see why. I was prepared to go to college, but he said, nay, he will not allow that to happen. I've never read the books by the Hagins, the Grahams, the Oral Roberts. I've never read. I never was drawn to that kind of reading. I recall my eldest brother. He purchased me a Matthew Henry commentary, and I never used that. Never. It was just something about the book that I could not gravitate to it. But there was one book I bought. It was called the Strong's Concordance. I still got the first one. When you all see this book right here, this is the first book I preached out of right here. Found it. Do y'all understand that? I found, still got it. Brother Allen put leather on it for me. Same book. Hallelujah. Never was a book reader. I believe that Yah sends the profoundness of his truth by men that has the honor of his integrity and they speak. And it brings alive what he has put in us. He has written something in Israel. He has put his Torah. He has put the mandate of his Shabbat in Israel. That's why we have the powers of be changing time. We've seen them go from the Shabbat day to the first day. Well, how can you know it's a Shabbat day? How do you know there's air out there? Come on here, you hypocrites. How do you know it's air out there? But that doesn't mean there's air out there because you breathe it. Because Yah made it. Yah said it.
How do you know there's a Hashemayim? Have you ever seen the heavens? But you believe it, don't you? It's there. Hallelujah. Did you see Yahshua? Is he real? Why, sure he is. Why, sure he is. Hallelujah. Sure he is. Hallelujah. When they dropped that atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they didn't see nothing. But it was fire. How can that be? Well, the fire, the elements were on fire, consumed their flesh off the bone. It was so hot. It was a fire. Hallelujah. He taught them the Shabbat for 40 years. And that was passed down by the Hebrew Israelites. Do you understand? Nothing has been lost. He taught them he kept them 40 years just to teach them that. Did he rain down manna? And on the sixth day he told them, gather enough for when? The Shabbat. Did he not? And there were many of them. No, scripture said there were some that went out. That's what they do. They, well, I believe we got to have the moon. We got to have the sun. He gave the moon. He gave the sun. He gave the stars. He gave the celestial bodies to teach us of the time, the season, the mo'atim, days, and years. If the Lunarians, they got an explanation for all things. Every 29 half days, 4 hours, and so many seconds, that is the lunation of the moon. I know this stuff because I've dealt with them. And then the time that it takes 30 days, then how is that? And they in their own mathematics, they would tell you, well, even mathematically, it doesn't even equate. It doesn't add up. He made the Shabbat, and the seventh day, he made it Kadosh. He brought Israel 40 years, and he taught them. This is the Shabbat. Were there times where there were cloudy days you could not see the moon? Well, sure it was. He taught them. They know on the sixth day, that's why he tells us, listen. You don't hear this. You gotta listen, hear this. He tells us to remember. Is that what he says? Is that what that says? Remember. Remember. Remember the Shabbat. He tells us to remember. I'm going to teach on that too. I will show you that. That's why I tell you all the things. I could teach every single day, brothers and sisters. I don't need to study no message. I don't need to prepare for nothing. Now what I'm going on this tantrum this morning, this is not even part of what I intended, but I see the conclusion of this being what Yah placed in my Ru'ah. But this is vital to understand because there are many deceivers that have gone out. They're bound not in the Torah. How can a man that says that he despised this nationality or that nationality, how does that man possess the truth of Yah in him? Tell me. What is the validity of that truth? Well, Pastor Roberts, well, they do, and that one do. Let me tell you, every whole house has some semi-balance or some bit of truth in it. That doesn't mean you negate the truth. I've heard strangers speak to me, wine heads. The young man and what they said was so right. I said, wow, that's right. You will know a wise person. You will know a wise woman. Anytime you find a woman that talks all the time, she's not wise. A wise man, a wise daughter, she will hear. When you find one that is wise, they want to hear. And your questions never satisfy your own intuition, your own concept. That's why you ask them. That's why Yahshua many times, he would not even answer him. See, answer me you. You tell me. What do you think? Well, I believe it's this and that. Okay, then what's the problem? So the questions never satisfy anything. Hallelujah. It is to create what they think that they can present their case. It creates nothing. Show me. Nothing. It brings about no resolve. So what is man? Getting back to man. Shaitan understand the beauty of man. That's why when he went to Yah on Eob, he says, I know who he is. You got a hedge about him. But I tell you what, remove it. Let me touch him. I'll make him curse you. And the first thing out of his wife's mouth, the foolish woman,
curse ye are and die.
He said, you foolish woman, Yah gives to me, and he has made me rich. He has given me life today, even though the skin worms, the maggots, crawl in my skin. I see the magnificence of his honor out here. Look at that. My, look at that one. How far is it away? And yet it is close enough that Yah has given me power to observe it. Sure he has. He said to curse him and die would be a fool. For me to live is Yahshua. To die we gain the presence of Almighty Yahweh. He is not going to reduce man. The enemy is trying to bring him down, that he is reduced down to nothing of value or importance. But he is. He is. I don't care what man is that in all of their wickedness. Why does he allow things where he suffered that? Because of the people. The hearts are wicked. They are corrupt. Why he gave us a whorehopper in the White House? Mr. Clinton, and now he gave us a bodacious cowboy that loves to take and to rob, Mr. Bush, because this is the heart of America. And now he's going to give us probably an effeminate thing or a twisted-minded woman. It makes me no different who he puts in there. I don't care who they put in there. I'm under the Mishra of Yah. The Torah governs me. They have no jurisdictions over me. Their laws mean nothing, because I will do right by the direction of Yah. He made him a little lower than the angels. He crowned him with honor. He gave him dominion over the works of his hands. He put all things under his feet. All sheep, oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Yah, our Abba, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. He gave man to be the standard bearer of his name. And even the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. He gave him dominion over all things. He gave him dominion over everything. Over the sea. And yet man in all of his ability, he still has not conquered the depths of the sea, has he? No, he has not. He will never. What do you think they're always looking for intelligent life? Is not that what they go out, send discovery out for? They're trying to find some intelligent life. Because they're no intelligent in a corrupt nation among a corrupt people. When you reject the authoritative direction of Yah, you will not have the light shining. Yah is the head of Yahshua. And Yahshua is the head of man. And man is the head of woman. Now that's the order of Yah. She's not a slave. She's a beautiful assessment of the whole picture of Yah. Do you hear that? She's not that. She's a beautiful thing. That's like a beautiful daughter. That's why the enemy wants to remove your daughters away from your beauty. Make you talk too much. Learn to be quiet. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's thy weed. That has nothing to do with the renewed covenant. Well, I want to read what Shaul spoke unto the Hebrew Israelites. He says in Hebrews chapter 2. Now, is this the same right here? Or is it valid? Okay, Hebrews 2 then. Hebrews 2, let me begin in verse 3. Shaul says, how shall we escape if we neglect this great Yahshua salvation, which at first began to be spoken by Yah, and confirmed unto us by them that heard it. Now, how is the salvation of Yah confirmed unto us? By those that hear it. How is the truth confirmed to us? Do you all hear me? There are those that have heard it. Our forefathers, have they not heard it? It has been confirmed unto us because they have heard it. That's why we have the book. At one time there used to be an honor for the power and the establishment of men. You know, Elder Martin, he will tell me at times, he says to me, Pastor Roberts, I worked those cotton fields so hard, and I wanted to get out of those cotton fields. He said, but I was a young man. This is what fascinates me about this story every time he tells me. He said, I was a young man. He said, and I went to my avat, my father, and asked him, could I leave home? He said, if he had told me no, I would have never left. But I went to him. You know, that's part of the duty of man to, as Brother Patrick brought out unto us during the Sukkoth, the Ruach
of Yahweh. It is a psychological fear too. I'll tell you what that psychological fear is. Let me give you an example and I'll get back to this. It is almost like your parents, you have been brought up, you know daddy. He says to you, little girl, I have told you what to do now. And I mean that. And so you find yourself 20, 30 miles away from daddy. And the opportunities arise where you got to do something wrong against the mandate of daddy. And all of a sudden the the fear, the psychological fear, say, don't do that. You know it's wrong. Daddy's not here, but he sure will find out. He may not see you, but he knows what you're doing. And that was a psychological, that was a fear that you had of reverence and honor, that it was detected in your mind, and those things you cannot do. The fear of trembling is one of psychological. And so when the other girls were doing, you said, I can't do it. And the more you thought about daddy's words, your avant, and those words that were assured unto you by the Imah, she reinforced that. She made sure they were established in you. You made sure you didn't do it. Now, that's the truth, people. That's the kind of fear we need if you are that psychological. Well, the brothers are not around me, but I know this is wrong. I can't do that. Help me, Yah. Oh, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah knows what he's doing. Sure, they have heard. The brothers that came out of Mizraim, they knew when the Shabbat, they have heard. They knew what the Torah of Yah taught, they have heard. They knew what the Mizvah Yahweh, they have heard. And so they have given unto us this assurance of this salvation, because they say that this one that has come in the name of Yah, he is the living witness of this mighty Torah that he gave unto Moshe. It has been passed down. Isn't it amazing, this ignorant mindset? There was a story that many years ago, you all have heard of it, by Alex Haley, called Roots. Can I ask you a question? The genealogy of the roots of roots, were they written in the record? No, they were not. And they were spoken by those that had passed the story down through generations precisely every time. You think that they had printer presses out there in the... Come on here, people. Come on and talk to me. But the story was right every time. It's only when the scribes of the Pharisee began to twist things a little bit. But the story was right every time. There were Levites, Kohens of honesty and integrity. Sure it was. And every time the story was told that Brother James was right. We told that Brother Dale, he go back and they go match words. Well, that's what he said. And they will look for key words. Ah, that's it. Is that the truth, brothers and sisters? And so the order of his Shabbat has been passed out. It's right. When he dealt with Noah, those 120 years, 25 years, preparing his mind in the Torah, that when he entered into that ark, he knew the Shabbat was a second nature. It was intimate in him, the time, the preciseness. And when that time came in the midst of that boat, he said, it's a day of rest. You hypocrites. Oh, that is the truth. That is the truth. That's why we need men that Yah ordains. Not book learned it men. Hallelujah. Because the ones that you read books from, they're twisted people. Even the dictionaries and all of that. Twisted. The meanings identify with what they wanted to say. That's why we need to get back to the roots of it all. To the language of only 3,200 words. Hallelujah. That we may understand the preciseness of the expression of Yahweh. He brought them out. 40 years he taught them the Shabbat. 6 days he said, gather more now. Because if you don't gather enough, it will not be enough. You gather more than you should and try to hide it, it's going to stink. You gather enough for the Shabbats. Hallelujah. Well, where was the Shabbat kept? Was it kept in a place like this? Come on, brothers and sisters, you all just don't read the book. It was kept in their dwellings. They kept the Shabbat. They rest. They rest. They just sat there. They didn't have the writing of the Torah. But yet, the elders would speak the Torah what Moshe had spoken. Was that the way? Did they have a book like you? Did they have a book? But yet, they had heard the message of salvation
from the elders, did they not? Sure they did.
It amazes me to think 5 million plus all of those, who knows the precise number? When they were out there, then Moshe could stand up and talk and they all could hear. If I stand over there on that side, Sister Robinson, the kitchen, her, she and Sister Donna are talking, you think they could hear me? How did y'all do that? And yet Yahshua, thousands, he spoke without a PA system. Yet his voice thundered like the waters of the sea. You could hear it resonate. I don't care where you are, where you could not hide from it. This is a stupid generation. If they could do that, then how did he not keep his Shabbat? If there is no certainty of the Shabbat, then the Torah is not right. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so you don't have that many people keeping the Shabbat. That is one of the arguments of the Unitarians. Well, everyone is doing it. Lies, they're not doing it. Hallelujah. And as far as anyone keeping a true form of what we call a lunary calendar, it would be those in what they call the Muslims, the Islamic calendar. Oh, I know what I'm talking about, all right? I've dealt with these fruitcake heads. Believe me. I'm glad that, I listen to people because in that time that people perturbed me and then I will speak forcefully and forthright. But I listen to them. Because in my listening, I understand them. I become wiser in the approach. And I know how to answer them. To a wise man, he a fool, he speaks as man. Well, brother, well, my friend. No, I listen. I may listen over and over. And then all of a sudden, I began to see the cracks in their armor. I began to see the fallacy in their doctrines. It may just be one little thing that I needed to hear. And all of the time, y'all never intended for me to hear. And now I want you to hear that. And it, boom, then it brings the light to everything. Hallelujah. That's the truth. So we're not going to escape. If we have heard what Yah has spoken unto us, and it said it was confirmed in verse 3, unto us by them that heard it. So is this message of Yahshua, has it been confirmed unto us? Did you hear it? No, you didn't hear it. It was those that were Kephar, Shaul, Shemothia. It has been confirmed unto us that the message is true. We have the confirmation now. It's confirmed unto us, Israel. There's a confirmation. We can rest in assurance. We were not there. But we believe the reports. I was not there in Mizraim, but I believe the reports. Did they all keep the Shabbat in Mizraim? No, they did not. Were there Kohens there? Were the Kohens there, the Kohen there to keep them in order of the Shabbat? Sure they were. Did they have renegades? Do we have renegades today? Sure we do. But they kept the Shabbat, did they not? Did he give that in the charge of a Melech, or did he give it in the charge of man? He put it in the charge of man. He did not put in the charge of the daughters of Zion. When Miriam, when they saw the mighty power of Yah, when they saw what Yah had done, they went on, she picked up a timbrel, and she began to play on a timbrel unto Yah. And the daughters of Zion pulled it up, and that was great victorious sound in the midst of the camp. And they began to play with their mouths. They just began to dance and sing. Hallelujah. It's almost the scenario. You go to the prison houses. You know the tough ones, the ones that are quiet. You don't want to mess with them now. I'm telling you. But the ones that got the gab. Can I go ahead, Brother Dale? You five-side his head, he's like a coward. He runs. But the one that is staunch, sober, don't mess with him. He may just look at you. He doesn't want any reaction with you. Interaction. Just don't bother me. Because I will kill you, man. Period. But the one that got all about, man, I'll do all that. You see them out there clowning in the yard. They don't have nothing. But the one that's kind of solitary. When he walks, you know you. You know his walk is sure, his pace. You got that one always walking. That one, nothing to him. But the one that is solitary, his walk is sure. You watch him. Or you may speak to him. How you doing, man? How you doing? That's it.
But that's the one.
What he doesn't weigh 200 pounds makes no difference at all.
So when you find one that have the gift of gab, you're going to find much folly in their mouths. Lies. Now, brothers and sisters, all y'all look at me and be honest, all right? Have you ever just found yourself talking and talking and talking? And when you go back and look at what you said, that, well, I shouldn't have said that like that. That was a lie. Have you ever done that? Okay. So when you find someone to talk like that, you got to be wise. You say, be quiet. I tell them to be quiet. Listen to me, mama. No, you be quiet. Just be quiet. I don't want to hear it. That's your problem. You talk too much. Hallelujah. Sure is. Let me move on. That's all right, brothers and sisters. That's all right. I'm going to finish it, okay? Hallelujah. I'm set to defend Yahshua. We have been taught by the hearers of this truth, and they have passed it down. And Yah brought us to a point, and the reason it was something, brothers and sisters, let me say this before I go, Father. In that effort to pass it down, he had to write it. So he put it in our lap, in Israel's heart. So we hear the speaker, those that speak it, there's a witness in us. Let everything be established, every truth, every word, every situation be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. There's a witness in us, and now he's given us a third witness whereby we can literally look at the pages of the book. But those men were honorable men, those Levites, not all were like the sons of Eli. Not all were like Phinehas. Not all were like Hophni. They were men of integrity. And they held fast, that they were so precise. There were those Levites that when Moshe would get up and speak. And let me give you some reference. When there was the one called himself, he was the head of the Lubavitchies. His name was, he was a Rabbi Menachem Shirison. He was the head of the Lubavitchies there in New York. On the Shabbat, listen to me, if he speaks 2 hours, it's amazing how that they literally think that they're keeping the Shabbat and they're using lights, and yet they will not use recorders. You understand? He would have those young Levites that he called his Levites. Brother Dave had to remember precisely, exactly the first 15 minutes of what he said, or the 10 minutes. Well, I don't believe that. They trained the CIA agents to do that. Their minds are trained. They can just look at something for once and they can tell you what everything is. The peripheral, they can do that. And everything Menachem Shirison said the first 15, then Brother Ranenex and Brother Shand, and if it took him 2 hours, and after the Shabbat, these scribes will go and sit down, and they will pin every word. He will go sit in his place, and when he comes to him, and when Menachem Shirison said, and Yah says, then he will pick up the and then he will know that it was precise. Every word, brothers and sisters, you all hear me? So it was with the Levites. When Moshe would speak the commands, the Torah of Yah, those men, they were the tribe of the Kohen. They understood, they knew what was precise unto Yah. They remembered every word. They remembered it. They remembered it. And so if Brother Pat, Sister Horn say, well, what did Moshe said? I heard him say that he could precisely, my sister. That's why Yethro said, Moshe, you're going to wear yourself out. We need to establish men in the midst that will take care of certain situations. And he did that. And they remember precisely. So the book, we just began to have the first print, the great scripture, great Bible, the Tyndale, and all these books. This is just new here. 500 years old. We did not have the massive production. That's why this Catholic whore tricked the minds of many. We didn't have the massive production like we have today. So it was passed down. And the few fragments of scrolls and things that were there was passed down. And men wrote. Does it say that the Kadosh men wrote as the Ruah of Yah moved upon them? Does it say women or men? Does it say women or children? Men. Hallelujah. That's right, my deacon. It is the truth. He says, Yah also bearing them witness, verse 4, both with signs now, and wonders, and a diversity of miracles, and gifts of Haruah HaKodash, the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah, according to whose will? His own will. Now, before Yahshua ascended, did he not give gifts unto men, or did he give them unto women? He gave them unto men, did he not? That's exactly who he gave those gifts unto. He did not give them unto women. He gave them unto men. And that was a purpose of him giving those gifts unto men. It was the purpose of Yah. Let me read this quickly. It says in Ephesians, Yah, I'm going back to where I came from, okay? In Ephesians, Yah, I will read expeditiously in chapter 4. And verse 3, let me begin there. It tells, Shaul says unto the gathering of the Hebrew Israelites, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Ruah in the bond of Shalom. He says, there is one body and one Ruah or Ichad, even as you are called into one tikvah, hope of your calling. Same. He says, there is one Yah, one mighty one, one master. There's one Emuna, Ikat, and there is one immersion. There's only one. Not the apostolic one, not the Baptist one, not the Methodist, not the black one, the white one, the Jewish one. There is one in Yahshua. He says there's one Yahweh, our Abba of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all, by the living word of Yahshua. But unto every one of us is given the unmerited favor, the Ahava, Yah, according to the measure of the gift of Yahshua. Do you all hear that? Now the gifts are measured out by the measure of Yahshua. Listen closely now. He said, wherefore he says, when he ascended now up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto what? Men. I don't care what they say, there is no gender. You are a lie. Yah has a gender. He has a male lion and a female lion. She's a lioness. And the male lions do not cohabitate that well together. Usually in one pride there's only one. There are times that there will be three. But then there will be probably 25 female lions. But a lion is not like other beasts. That's why when the male comes in, they could have just kid 2 months ago. He comes in and he kills every one of the little cubs. And immediately after he kills them, the lioness, she goes in heat. I don't care if she had, that's how it is. They do not have to wait for a gestation period like most beasts, like a cow. And that's what the lion does. He comes and he kills every last one of them and immediately. And he began to reproduce the pride. And he casts out all the other male lions. There may be a few male lions, but the females know that he is important because he protects the pride. One male lion can take down a wildebeest. It may take a pack of female, but one. One male lion. They take down bull elephants. They do. That's why he's the first to eat. You let him fill his belly. He may eat 40 pounds of meat, 50, 60. And then they eat because they know he's a protector. And that's why this power of hell has tried to reduce man, to bring him down, because Satan knows that what is he? Yah would pour out his Ruah upon him, grant unto him dominion, and open up the wealth of his wisdom unto him. What is he? This piece of trash, he stinks. He smells, his teeth rots out. Come on. Compare him with the elements of Yah. Come on. You can't even consider Solomon in all of his beauty. He was a beautiful man. I mean, he was a beautiful man, strong and vibrant. He was the king. And yet in all of his splendor, you take one of those little, what are those flowers that Sister Wendy puts out? Tell me. Talk to me. What sort of flowers you put out? The ones you'll put out next. The pansies? You go look at one of the little pansies. My eyes don't see the vivid colors like they used to. But if I put on some reading glass, you get close and you, my. In all of his honor, just one little lily. He did not array like that lily. Hallelujah. But yet Yah has crowned him with honor and power. Sure he has. He's a valuable component in the whole works of Yah. And that's why Shaitan is trying to remove him, trying to abuse him, to say that he is not of integrity. He is not of honesty. It's amazing how people will say, Pastor Roberts, You said that. Well, brother so said this. And they're so unstable. A double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. Oh. I asked one other day, I said, you believe what the scripture says? Oh, I read a part and the person said they do that. I said, well, then let's read the rest. Do you do this? If one's sick, then call for the elders. Are they simply? Come on, that's what he says. Or do we call 911? Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on, if you break one scintilla of that, then you're guilty of the whole book or the whole rejection. People are ignorant, I'm telling you that. And a wise man realizes he's ignorant. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, can you go out here and rebuild that diesel engine and that truck Deacon Horn them drive? Well, no, I cannot. But I'm wise enough to know that he can. I am. I'm wise enough. I am. So is Yah all wise? Then he's wise enough to know what he got, doesn't he? Then he's wise enough to know who to give dominion. Does he not? He gave it to man. Period. So he gave gifts unto men. To men. So this is what the enemy is using, because he doesn't want the perfection of the body. Because that's why they're trying to raise up these women. Women are saying, well, Yah spoke to me. You're a liar, woman. Yah has not. Your God spoke to you, but Yah has not. You got these men talking about, well, quote, God spoke to me, unquote. They are lying dogs. The Creator did not, but their God did. Yah speaks by Yahshua. He speak by the witness in us. And when we hear men proclaim the power of that truth, the witness that he has written in us, and the life of that witness, Yahshua, it rises up and say, that is of a truth. The man speaks the truth. That's how it's done, brothers and sisters. It's not by your calculation or your deduction. It's not by your feelings or what you think. It's not by your intellect. Your intellect is a piece of hog's bush. Your thoughts on things change by your emotions, your feelings, your attitude. So don't tell me about your intellect. You have no intellect. Hallelujah. And if this is intellect in this nation, then we are a sad case of intellectuals, are we not? Everything is about death and killing and destroying your sons and daughters. Is that intellect? I'd rather talk like one that don't even know what grammar is. Well, your grammar is atrocious. Tell me, my brothers and sisters, when grammar made a man a man. Because he doesn't talk proper. His phonics are not like yours. Tell me. You stupid, dumb generation. Tell me when grammar made a man a man. Tell me. Tell me the eloquence of his speech made him a man. Tell me. Not the character of a man. It's the power of the breath of life in him. Stupid generation. And it's stupid too. I don't care if I talk wheezy ears and some of you on something that makes no difference. I don't care if your enunciation of words are more precise than mine. Who gives a knicker's worth of rat's tongue? Okay, how many books you've read? I listened to a man the other day. I was telling Elder Watt, he said he had 26,000 books. I said, that's a fool. What are you going to do with 26,000 books? Tell me. Elder Wyman said, I like to have a little library just like that. And I said, and 80% of those really are scripture, different translations of scripture. A few dictionaries, that's it. I don't need anything else but the book. We need the life of the Ru'ah in us. Verse 9, okay, yeah. He said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He descended is the same also that ascended above, far above the Shemayim. Shemayim, that he might fulfill some things or all things. This is him fulfilling all things. This is the conclusion of all things he's fulfilling, all right? Do you all hear me now? That he might fulfill all things. Well, what is that? And he gave some Shalishiyam's apostles. He gave some Nobis. He gave some Bizorah or evangelists. He gave some Raha or pastors. And he gave some teachers. Is that what he said? Now, these are the gifts that Yah bestowed, right? Did he give them unto men? He gave them unto men for what? For the perfecting of the kiddushims, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahshua. Till we all come together in the unity of the emunah, the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of Yah unto a perfect man, unto the stature. Well, what do you mean? Well, what is a perfect man? Then he has the righteous leadership or the Sadiq leadership in him. The head of man is Yahshua, isn't he? So when a woman comes to a full place of a whole man, that she knows and out of leadership. When a woman loves Yah, he will direct her path to man and is not trying to sleep in bed with them. I was listening to one other day and said one preacher said, and these are, listen, said that this, there are three G's, and I didn't listen to it all. Three G's of these prosperity preachers. The first one, you know what it is? Girlies, girls. God is one of the last ones. It was three or five G's. I will find that. And I will tell you exactly what. They say there are five G's of prosperity preachers. And this was a preacher saying this. It's first, girls, gold. Oh, they wear fabulous gold watches. You don't like that? Huh? That's nice watches. I got it at the drugstore there. I like watches. I think I paid $17. Stainless steel made in China. But those boys, they wear gold watches like that, $25,000, $30,000 watches. They wear $200,000 rings. The suits, I'm telling you, they're suits. Been like Eddie Long down there, their suits, $2,500. They spend $3,000 for a suit. There are tailors in America, listen to me. Listen, brothers and sisters. That it will cost you, what you pay for the material, it costs you that to make a suit. So the average suit for these men, probably 10 yards. Well, for me, that's $10. Or maybe 25. It depends. Well, these men, they may pay $150 a yard. $200 a yard for material. So that's $2,000 for the suit. The shirts are handmade too. And if they haven't made in America, it's $1,000, $1,500 cheaper than sending it to Italy. And most of them send it to Italy to have their suits made. So those men, their suits cost a minimum $35,000, $4,000. I'm telling you the truth. And they have an account that these whorehouses pay to make sure they live that way. And they arouse the women. The women get silly. They just, oh, he sure look nice. And they look, ooh, look at that suit. And they flash their gold in there. Silly women laden with sin. Well, men, they were just riding along with the game. They know it's game because they're gaming too. They're looking for the girlies and the gold too. I want to find out those five G's. I will try to find that again, all right? That we may come together in the unity of the Emunah unto the measure of the statues of the fullness of Yahshua. That we be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro. Now, that's what children are. Well, Pastor Roberts, I want to ask you this question. For what? You will never get the Emunah of Yah by asking. It come by hearing. Are there patterns in Scripture? Did they ask Yahshua a question? Come on, brothers and sisters, you know they did. But that did not make them followers of Him. They left Him. Question doesn't do not resolve anything. And we have been taught, well, there's no foolish question. Lies, there's a foolish question. You already got a made up mind. It's almost like a wife or husband asking one another, well, I want to ask you a question. Did you do that? And they know they did it, or they know the answer. And then they say, well, no, I didn't do it. That's it. I know you did it. I know you. That's a foolish question. You so the foolish questions are questions that draw men into debate. And what do you get out of debate? Do not they debate in America? Does Congress debate? And they get nothing done. We go deep in the bondage and laws and layers of laws. Brothers and sisters, you don't even... Can I say this? I get angry. Some of those laws and amendments, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 pages. Even they don't read them. They got fluckies that work for them. They may speak, read it, and give them a simple analogy of it that they may kind of talk politically about that. That's the truth. There'd be thousands of pages for one little law. Whether they want to change a law in the Everglades of Florida that you cannot kill a certain bug. Since it's not just writing on the book, don't kill this bug. But they have thousands of laws that interact with that. You know, just it's crazy. Yah gave us the Mizvah. And from that, He gave us the Torah. Hallelujah. About 900 plus stipulations that are within the text of that Torah. And we still cannot. Hallelujah. And not only that, he did not leave us in the dark. He put it in us. He did. And to make sure that we are sure of what he put in us, Yahshua gave gifts unto men that he raised up, that they will speak of these things to you constantly.
His Shabbat has not changed. Because if his Shabbat changed in the Torah, remember, what does it say? Does it say remember or think about it? It says what? Remember what? Does it say remember Yom Shabbat to keep it kadosh? Did he teach them how to remember it? Did he teach them in the wilderness? 6 days, they worked. The Shabbat, they rest. Nowhere in all of those accounts, nowhere they can take from Yeskel, they can take from the book of Amos. They're lies. It's not, it doesn't even allude to what they're practicing. He kept the Shabbat. So that Noach, he kept the Shabbat in the midst of all that darkness. I was said to Elder Wyman yesterday, I said, you know that. What I think on scriptures, because I'm ignorant, I'm dumb. That's how I am. You may be smart, but I'm ignorant. I said to Elder Wyman yesterday as we were dialoguing, I said, Elder, I said, they didn't have lamps and things in that boat because that thing was turning. That thing that just didn't sit on the water settling like that. She was rocking and rolling. You understand? She was reeling. When Yah broke the fountains from the earth, that boat span. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Should they have no wicks that he rubbed together some little wood and started a fire? Nah. Clothes like that, then the carbon would have killed them, wouldn't it? But they had the light of truth in the midst. They could see the light of honor. Yah, his presence. You are present in this place. Oh, the presence of Yah in this place. Touch me, Yah. I think Sister Ebony. Oh, precious Yahweh. Oh, the Lamb. Oh, yeah. I'm ignorant when it comes to remembering stuff. You know the song I'm talking about? I listen to you sometimes when I'm walking, so I know. And so it was the light of his presence. That's what shined from Yisrael. It is what he has written in us, the light of the presence of Yahshua shined from us, that we know we walk in his Torah. Hallelujah. So is the presence of Yah there. The Malach encamped about them that Yareh, the Fihim. So the Malach, they were there, the Melechim, saying, nah, even the presence, the light, the presence of the truth, that word that Yah had spoken unto Noah, that's what gave them the light to shine. They have no lamps. And the man kept the Shabbat. He says, come on, Shem. Come on, Ham. Come on, honey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew exactly how many days, too. Because Shem's wife would say, it is this time. His wife says, hallelujah. You see, their bodies were not all twisted up like our bodies. The women today, all twisted up. 30 days, 15, too much. You daughters of Zion understand. I got a wife. I've been married to be 31 years this year, right? So I understand those things, okay? And because they did what was proper, their bodies were precise. A long time. And they knew time. No sundial. This is an ignorant generation. It thinks it's wise, but it is stupefied. It is dumb. It's stupid. It's easily to be tricked. Sure it is. And the pride of this generation said, oh no, not me, but my intelligence. Honey, you have no intelligence. You're just refortifying, or you have assessed what someone has read or spoke or talked about. And you were intrigued by it and you believed it. And you've taken the mantle of that and you ran with it. It's based upon your feelings or what you think, your opinion. Now based upon the leading of the Ru'ah. There we are. Because the Ru'ah will lead us into what? All truth. Listen, my friends. Y'all not going to lead you to be here with Pastor Robinson. Listen to him. If I'm preaching something that's false, that will alienate you from him. Then you're a fat out jackass of a fool. You better run. Because the first thing is to discipline you. Hallelujah. That's what the Ru'ah does.
Those that are led by the Ruach, they're the sons. And the Ruach of Yahweh lead us into all Imat, all truth. Torah. The life of Torah. Hallelujah. So the word was handed down by the vocal mouth. The Ark of the Covenant was with Israel. But the Torah, they didn't have copies of that. They came in little. And what? Written by the hands of Yah. The front and the back side, the stones. The Ark of Yah. Hallelujah. Well, they had writers, but it was not a distribution system like it is here. How many books you think is in the world? That started you, didn't it? Hallelujah. In verse 14, till we be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. By the sleight of men, their slick craftiness and their cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to bless you or to deceive. There are men that lie in wait to deceive you. They lie in wait to speak lies to you to deceive you. Well, Pastor Roberts, I'm not deceiving you. Anyone in here, I would ask you, there's not one of you in here that's never been deceived. You that are listening to me, you've never been deceived. Your own heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. I bless Yah that we have not been bewitched. When someone is bewitched, they cannot obey the Torah of Yah. They lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in Ahava may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahshua, for whom the whole body fit jointly together and compact by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual works and the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And that is simply that every part that Yah puts in the body, it is significant, it lubricates, it works, it adds dimension, it brings forth a stability to the body, because it's all for the purpose of to bring edification and understanding of his truth. This I say therefore and testify in Yahshua that you henceforth walk not as other heathens, Gohim, Gentiles, or as the nations walk, in the vanity of your puffed up mind. You think you got something there? It's empty. My brothers and sisters, I say to us all, I say to us, what a man's mind is full of vanity, a woman's mind is vanity and empty. You can see that in them. They are empty. There's nothing in them. They're lazy, they're shiftless, there's nothing there. They're just empty individuals. You can say what you want to. That's just it. But their minds are muted, there's nothing there. There's nothing, there's no performance, there's no action in them at all. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yah through the ignorance that is in them. So we know that we've been alienated. And there are those that are alienated because of the ignorance in them. Because of the blindness of their own love. Because of the blindness of their own hearts. Because they have no knowledge of truth. Because they will not receive the instructions of Yah. We, the seed of Israel, we're going to receive the instructions of Almighty Yah. We're going to obey Him and adhere to what He commands us. We're going to do that. He has raised up man that He's mindful of him. Going back to Abraham, Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. I don't recall where I stopped. Where did I stop? Verse 4. Todah. Yahweh also bearing them witness. Now this is how he bared them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with many miracles and gifts of the Ruah HaKodash, according to his own will. For unto the Melechim hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Do you all understand that? Even the hosts of Hashemam, the Melechim, Gabriel and Micah, he has not put the world in subject unto them. But yet he put all things subject unto man. We're going to sit on thrones and judge the Melech, the Melechim. We're going to judge. We're going to do that. I don't believe that. Can I ask you a question? Do you assess things and make opinions? That's judging, isn't it? But you do it here on this throne, don't you? On the earthly throne. There's a throne that is greater than that, my brothers. And my sisters, if anything I say to us, pray that Yah raise up the true men and you will know them. They will not be flirtatious with your daughters. They will not have two or three wives. They will not gather wives and try to rape the little daughters and things like that. They won't do that. Their lives will be circumspect. You can watch them, and they want you to watch them. You will know them because they will reprove you. They will show you your sins, your corruption, and your vile ways. And the order of Yah is going to be substantiated in the midst. I don't care who you are. So you pray that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And subjection unto the whole world, wherefore we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, David testified, didn't he? What is man? What is man? What is the Ishah? What is man? What is the precious Aki, brother? What is he? What is man? That you are mindful of him, or the son of man, that you visit with him. You made him a little lower than the Melachs or the Melechim. You crown him with honor, or with great tefireth and honor. And you did set him over the works of your hand. Now that's how Shaul expressed this. By the same Ruah as David. Is the heavens the works of his hand? Did he make that? Is the sun the works of his hand? Oh, I believe that man has the power. There are folks that believe that they have not gone to the moon. I believe it. Oh, I believe that. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. When that plane can get up, if it's one thing that I would like to see, that's one thing I would like to see, that big ship, Discovery. That thing flies around 18,000 miles an hour. Every 1 hour, 15 minutes. When that thing goes, I'd put in 5, 6, 7 million miles. It goes completely around the earth. Do you understand that? Once it gets up, it's dropping over California. If that thing gets up, full throttle. All right. Leave back the throttle. First booster, then drop. You see it drop. Full throttle. And then Discovery, she picks in. And then when she comes to the Asonic Fear, she must turn like this. She can't go straight like that. Got to turn like that. Flies upside down. And then when she gets beyond that barrier, then she kicks it on there. And she, that's how she goes. If Yah, all knowledge comes from Yah. Man is just corrupt. Use it corruptly. If that thing, I would like to see it just take off one time. Just, that's got to be awesome. There are certain things that impress me mightily. And that is one of the things. Because I often read about that, you know. I do. Hallelujah. Even when they take off, I'll listen to it. Full throttle. NASA talking. Full throttle. Kicking K432790T852. 86475. Check. Go. 90518. Ready to go. Boosters prepared. I like to hear that. And that thing, it blessed up. Within 5, 10 seconds, it's doing 350 miles an hour. Within about 5 minutes, it's doing about 1,500 miles an hour. That's how fast it's going. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that thing is awesome. That's how fast it goes. And within about 20 minutes, that thing is up. It's at the snuff. 10,000 miles. Hallelujah. Yah gave man dominion over all his creation. Hallelujah. All. He gave him dominion, power. He did. Yah did. That's why Shaitan is angry as hell. He knows it, brothers and sisters. That's why he's trying to reduce men. So he raised up these false pseudo-religions like Islam and Buddhism, Hinduism, and folks, their minds are twisted in these ways of Christianity, or even those that say they know Yah. Luther, Sabbatarians, and all of this, to remove the emphasis away from Yah. And they began to debate the moon. Now, if anything, let's debate Yah. They began to debate the lunation and all of that, brothers and sisters. You all hear me? They began to debate the Torah, what they saw. That's what they do. And the enemy has done a magnificent job. And so man today, he is so consumed with the elementary things that he can get through the maze of that he becomes so worried, he said, to hell with it. I'm not even bothering it. And then you see this facet rise up. You see these only feminine men. Okay, I'm gonna make you, honey. You're gonna be the deaconess of the Sunday school. You know, you're gonna be the deaconess of the preachers. I'm gonna make you a pastor. Pastor Quila, Sister Les, we're gonna make you a prophetess. You look like a prophetess girl. That's how they talk. We're gonna make you a prophetess. The Lord God says that your hands are going to touch me and you're going to bless. That's put me up there. So you Jezebel man, homosexual pervert. Sit down. Honor your man. Reverence him. And prophesy anything. Prophesy in your house. I love you, honey. Yah is going to bless you to be strong and a mighty man. Come here, baby. Give me a hug. You don't know what I've been going through. I just like me. I didn't know how to do you, honey. Hallelujah. You might as well love me. If you don't, it makes no difference at all. I'm all right with it. Hallelujah. It makes me no different. He said, you have put all things in subjection. Do you understand that? In subjection? Under his feet? You have put all things in subjection under the feet of man. For in that he put all things subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Now he's talking even the kingdom of Yeshua, even this kingdom that shall manifest in the when all things are put under Yah. But we see Yeshua, who made a little lower than the Melechim and suffered of death, crowned with honor and with tefireth, that by the love of Yahweh should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to honor, to make the captains of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and that they who are sanctified are all ekad one, for which cause he is not ashamed to be called, he called them brothers. Yeshua is not ashamed to call us brothers. Well, Pastor Robert, that just means all things under Yeshua. He has put his creation on the man. Was Yeshua a man? Sure he was. He's the Ben Adam. He's the second Ben Adam. He was made a quickening Ruah, spirit. The first Ben Adam, he was made a man, flesh. And has that been a birth in us? Come on, brothers and sisters. Do we not have the quickening Ruah, the life-giving source of Yah in us now? Come on, he put all things on the man's feet. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the enemy is angry at that. I'm telling you, daughters, he's angry with that. That's why he wants to cause commotions in the homes with the wives against the husbands. Why have your strength to solidify the strength in your home is to be subject and to submit unto your husband. If it's peaceful only with the man, live with him. Hallelujah. I've always preached that. I don't care what the man I got for. If it's peaceable, come on. The man allows you to give offerings to Yah. He may raise a little hell because that's just his attitude now. Yah's dealing with him. You live with the man. Be at peace with him. You honor him. You don't dishonor him. You don't tell him you're not going to tell me. No, you're Jezebel. Yes. It breaks him when your soft answer turns away his wrath. You speak soft. You ready? Well, look, I want to tell you something like hell, man. Nah, honey. You mess up. It's your soft answer. Yes, husband. Yes. That's why those old mothers, they knew that. They knew their soft answer even when he was frustrated. He wasn't making but $2 a week and he knew it. Seven young and just hard. He say something to her, Mama, why you didn't get that ready? She didn't say, well, look, I've been doing this all day. She say, I'll take care of it, honey. And would turn away his wrath. He would say, man. It was salt, make him understand his place. When those say, well, look, I want to tell you something. And then when they would do that, he would explode. It was a soft answer. That's what it is. Scripture tells you that. A soft answer that turns away the wrath. You're not answering them back. Someone asks you something. Some of us, when someone says something, we want to say, well, honey, I want to tell you. No, it's just soft answer. Yes. She said, yes, honey. And then she would just bow her head. And it would just cut the man so inside. He would just... He didn't know how to weep in front of her, but he would weep. But he didn't know how to. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Then he would look at her. He would not want her. her to know he's looking at her. He would see her. And there were times she understood his plight. And he would see that soft tear from her. Then he wanted to cry, but he couldn't. He said, all right, I'm gone. He go ahead and take care of business. But yet in his loneliness by himself, then the tears would flow. And she would bring that old crust of bread. Hallelujah, a little gravy, a little rice. That's all right. Maybe a little rabbit. Maybe she'll bring that. And then look up and make sure it's warm now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sat there and sopped that, and may bring him a cool glass of water, cool jar of water. He go down to the spring and got that. She waited until she was ready to go to get that spring of water, just like Yahshua give us a cool drink of water. And she would bring that to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was a softness to turn away his wrath. That has not changed. My things I want to show us in the book. My mind, help me, y'all. I know I say that often. There's so much in this book that will bless and strengthen us. It is vital to our growth and our maturity. We must get it. We must get it all for the preparation that is ahead. To prepare for what that's ahead of us. Hallelujah. He has brought us unto Yah. Man is his strength. He is the one that Yah is using. And the enemy is taking all he can, or using anything he can to remove the beauty of man. For the beauty of man is Yahshua, his head. Hallelujah. It says, I want to drop down into verse 16 of the same chapter. This is Yahshua right here. For verily, he took not on the nature of Melechim. That's what it says, right? But he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooves him to be made like unto who? His brothers, Yahshua was. That he might be a merciful and faithful high Kohen in things pertaining to Yah, to make reconciliation for the sin of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, been tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He are able to bring us and to secure us unto Yah. He has used man from the beginning. He used Noah to solidify or to cause the covering of his Torah to be protected. And he brought him and he set him in the wild place, that out of that bosom came Abraham. And then Moshe, the Torah of Yah, Abraham, then Moshe, the one out of that bosom, he's a lawgiver unto Israel. And all of those, in the process of Yah, he has always used a man. Always. And their wives were there to be comfort unto them. This trash with the two, more than one wives is a lie from hell. I will finish that book. I want to finish this one on the lunar Sabbath. I got many that I'm writing. All this week, that's all I've been doing, writing. I've said that for hours. All right. And I have to study the book and to make sure line is upon line. That's what I do. Hallelujah. I've been sitting there sleeping, brothers. Hallelujah. The writing. Finish it up. If I don't do it tomorrow, I'll do it Monday. Then I want to finish up that one on the, is it proper that Yah give man, does the Torah teach you can have more than one wife? And there are those out there having two and three wives, and they are arguing that, they're fighting, and they're liars, they're perverts. It is not of Yah. A man is a twisted-headed man. Abraham had one wife, Sarah. That was a wife of promise. And when she opened her wicked mouth and she took on Hagar, that he messed up. He gave him a wife. Yeah. These fools are saying now, well, that's the only wife you know of that Adam had, Sheva. Lies. He had what? The multiplicity of Yah doesn't come by wives. How many folks have come by the living power of his word? Did the house of Israel, when Pharaoh wanted to kill the sons of Israel, when they were in Mizraim, did the population grow? Sure did! The more he wanted to kill them, the more he tried to kill them, the more they grew. Sure they did! Sure they did! Sure they did! Does it come that way? Does it come by the duplicity of dualness of wives of three or four? And then thinking about these dogs, they're having more than one wife. They're putting these women away. And the scripture tells us in Devarim, marriage, what it's based upon. If a man has a wife, and he goes into her, and since she was not of the state that she says, he can never put her away. He can never have another. That's his wife. He had never met, because if it was meant to have more than one wife at one time, that would be a Torah of this house. It would be a Torah how to take care of this house. You cannot disrespect each house. They have to be equal the same. That's a lie from hell. I know where it started. Hallelujah. Well, you've done the research. No, I just looked in the book. It's in that book. It's just that we are wicked and ignorant, and because we're slothful and lazy. Hallelujah. So I bless Yah for the man of Yah. Yah raised up the Nabi, the man that will stand and shut the spirit up in this wicked nation and around the world. We need a man like that. We need men of strength. Hallelujah. And you women, when you began to move in the Ruach of knowing the authority of Yah and the beauty of the headship of a man, I was saying to one, she said, well, what about, I don't have a man here, my son, he's only this and he's that. Oh, you think he's my son? I said, let me tell you something, sister. If you had a husband, he brought that man up in the fear and the nurture of Yah. I say, that young man will bring more prosperity and blessing to your house. You submitted unto the Torah ordinance of Yah. He will bring more blessing to your house than you can ever imagine, because he's a man. And what he will induce in the house, you think you can bring out? No! Because he's a man. And a man, he always honors, right? He honors his avat and his ayma. Why? Because he knows that his days will be long, what Yah gives him. And what happened? Women raised him up with this little punk like effeminate spirit. Did they disrespect women? So they're going to disrespect her. That's the truth, my brothers. That's why it's vital to have a man. Love your man, woman. Honor him, reverence him. And woman, man, come on. Cherish your wife. You don't need two. One is enough. One is more than enough. One. A fool thinks he can handle more than one. Now I can speak with a little experience, can I? I'm a man. I've been married long enough. So I can speak with... He's a flat out... He's not even a fruitcake head. Man thinks he can handle more than one woman. He's a twisted-minded, lunatic-ish man. He cannot. It was one thing that Yah suffered. He suffered a lot of things until Yitzhak, didn't he? He suffered. Now he calls them and says, now you stop that. Let's get back to the principles and the legitimacy of my Torah. And so there are religions rising up where you can have more than one wife. They're over there in the Mona. I don't care what they say in Yisrael. They call themselves the Hebrew Israelites. And they say you can have more than one wife. These men are putting away their wives. They're having more than one wife. But the wife, she goes out. Who wants her? Nobody wants her. So a man looks at a woman and says, man, I like the way her. She dropped that boo-boo, that buddy thing. Come on. And it's nothing but lust. He tells you to love your wife. He did not say love your wives. Love your wife as Yahshua loved the assembly. That Yah loved the assembly. He gave himself for it. You love a wife. A singular. One. Not plural. Even that damn trust, they teaching the same thing of the Islam. Well, we don't want no bastard baby. So a woman, she doesn't have any children. So we can have other wives. We have them. And so she can have a daddy. It lies. You're producing a bastard. That's why they're crazy as hell in that twisted religion. I'm not afraid to say it. Same thing with that Christian damn trash that the women dress like hoes and acting like hoes, looking like hoes. We order some things. What's that place we order from, Brother Allen, the fellow there at times? We get his magazine, Kingdom's Tape. And so I got the magazine this week. You know, you get it every so often. They want you to order stuff. Because you order stuff, they send you magazines. They said that he was a woman. Listen, they had this big Baptist whole house. They featured that. And the women in the whole house, they look like whores. So they were showing us how to take advantage of internet, broadcasting and all of that. And they had this woman said, she said the first time she listened to Reverend So... some Baptist church, she was hooked. And they had a picture of this hoe in there. That's where she was. Her titties looked like two tubes, and she had this cut out. Her breasts out like this, and no sleeves and nothing like that. What an abomination. The women can be big as houses. They're wearing pants looking like some roly-poly Jezebel. It's an abomination. A woman and wife that would pertain to a man. It's a damnable thing. I was showing Sister Robert this. Say this boy close. This woman. It was a little clip. Yeah, I looked at the little clip. This woman, she called herself a preacher. This woman, she was every bit, I was telling Deacon Horn, I think Brother Patrick, she was every 375, 400 pounds. I'm just telling you the truth. And she was a bodacious big cow. And you could look at those men. I said, look at this, sister. Look, those little men, they're this effeminate, long hair like women. They just, you know, just, I don't even want to do that. Go on.
Like that. Saturday. That's how they were doing. Right over there. She was about 375 pounds. And she was bawling him. Looked like her ankles were that big. And she just bawling. Ah! You ain't no preacher. What, you out there pimping your wife? You call yourself a preacher? And you sit at home and she out there working your pimp tatter? Come on, somebody. Come on, come on.
I said, yeah. I take a sword for that fat cow. Run it through her. That's not even a man to sit under that. I'm telling you. I would never allow myself to be subject to that. Never. You dishonor? I honor my wife. Her place is a place of beauty. Hallelujah. And your daughters of Zion, your weight is greater than that of all the diamonds De Beers have. It's greater. Can I ask you one question before I close? If Yah sets her prices far above rubies, this trash we call rubies, those are not rubies. We get to the kingdom, we're going to see the real rubies. Man. Hallelujah. Now, I want to see one of them rubies. Diamonds are just a made thing that man has created to make folks blind. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and they got them sucked in. Yah says rubies. Chrysanthemums. Hallelujah. Amethyst. I'd rather have that than a diamond. That's right. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all. You that are listening, may He strengthen you all. Hallelujah. We welcome you all that are listening. May Yah strengthen you all. May the word today, the simplicity of this truth, and that's what I preach, simple truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got these men call themselves preaching on revelation in the end time. They're not preaching on true revelation, brothers and sisters. It's just their own opinion, something they've read from some other man, pull out some book. Hallelujah. Did John have a book when he was there on the Isle of Patmos, Yokohan? He had no book. He had the book of truth in him, didn't he? And he knew when he spoke, did he not? These men are liars. They do not know. Hallelujah. They don't know. And Yah's going to raise up in this hour the men that will declare the message. The message of the kingdom, or the message of His everlasting truth. That is the message that must be preached. The message of this everlasting truth. The power of His Torah. That's what it is. And I saw Melaka flying throughout Hoshemiah with the message of the everlasting truth. The Torah of Yah. And the kingdom is Torah. It's Shabbat. The new moon. It should all be recognized. Hallelujah. And the seventh day, He said, remember. So I know about these lunar carrions, and believe me, I know the one down here in Georgia. They won't even come here. I told them, come here, come visit me. I like one of the little brothers, Brother Matthew. Yeah? He's a sweet little brother. Like, come on, visit Pastor Robert. They ain't coming. Or I give every man $10,000. Man, you're not going to even listen to someone because your reason is based upon some opinion that you have heard from some other man, and you've built upon that, and you've trained yourself just like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Just like the Jehovah's Witnesses. I researched that word. I researched the word out of the concordance, the Strong Concordance. I wrote a little book back. I got a few books I've written, little booklets. It tells you what the word Jehovah. I would never call him that. If you look in the Concordias, the Strong Concordias, I think it's 6238 or 6273. I got a little pamphlet back there. You just go to the Concordias and look it up. It's there. It will tell you what the word Hofa means. Wicked, mischievous, vile. That's not his name. Hallelujah. And so they're not going to believe what you say. And I'm not going to even try to convince them. So don't even bother me with it. You believe you live by the Ruah. You don't need my instructions. That's the truth. So don't bother me with that. Hallelujah. A wise man hears and becomes wiser. And I say to them all, did Noah keep the Shabbat? Did he? Did he? Did he see the moon and the ark? No, he didn't. But he kept the Shabbat, didn't he? Sure he did. Sure. That means what he says. Remember the Shabbat. And keep it kadosh. Set apart. And he taught Israel 40 years what the Shabbat was. Do you imagine how many generations came out of that? Those that went in the promised land, you think that they didn't know? They knew. And what came out of them, they did not know. Sure they did. Hallelujah. You look for a true seed of Israel, you will know who's keeping the Shabbat. Man ain't keeping the Shabbat when he's in every kind of hellish, foolish thing it is, every kind of racist and every kind of vile thing it is. No, he's not. I don't care if he's keeping this day. Hallelujah. Because Yah tells us to keep the Shabbat without any kind of pollution, any kind of burden, anything like that. They're not keeping the Shabbat. That's the truth. May Yah barak you. May Yah bless you all. Hallelujah. There are men that love Yah. Hallelujah. That is right, my brother. There are men that are sincere, whether you believe that or not. Hallelujah. And Yah ordained men to direct us into His path, His footstep. Hallelujah. Lano, twisted spirit today. Come out of this whoredom of Christianity. And you know, it was a time that you go back 25 years ago, men like Farrakhan, they weren't even like women. Now they got women imams and all that damn trash, you know, just full of hell. Kind of a gender type thing. Some of his most prominent people are women in that whole house. You all probably don't remember this, but his name was Khalid Muhammad. He left Farrakhan. As a matter of fact, his name is one of his sons out of Farrakhan. He was one of Ru's right-hand men. When he called the Pope a faggot Pope, he said, kill the GD, kill him! And when you bear, pull him up again and shoot him again! And bear him again, pull him up and shoot him again! Kill him! That's what he said. Well, so Farrakhan, he rejected the man. We listened to everything. You all recall that? It was some years back. He's dead now. He had a heart attack, aneurysm or something like that. He died. And so he made that statement. Farrakhan, the media got on him. Everybody, Jesse Jackson, all made him denounce Khalid. And he denounced him. So Khalid, he formed this thing we call the New Black Panthers. He's dead now. He formed the organization, the New Black Panthers. As I listen to him one day, he says, how can it be? He said, Farad Muhammad, he said, Master Muhammad, he taught us this and he taught us that. He taught us to get guns and that. And now all of a sudden you're telling me that I should not have guns. And you, my friend, you know who I'm talking. He's talking to Farrakhan. He said, you have armed guards around you and all of this. This is a nation of guns. And you tell me not to have guns. And Farad said, have it. I said, this is a mess. They're foolish. They called their honorable leader, had babies out of every draw leg, them young women, Muhammad. Sure he did. Hallelujah. That's why it was split, because Wallace D. Muhammad and Farrakhan, he kind of led the most radical ones. And Wallace Dean, he kind of went under the auspices of the kind of teaching like Malcolm X began to teach. Yeah. Oh, it's part of the ecumenical spirit. When I remember this, my brothers and sisters, you all understand this? I'm old enough to remember these things. I don't have to read books to do this. I was telling Sister Robert, because I was looking, Brother Paul, that, you know, I was talking about the Hippocratic Oath of the, you all that went to segregated school, did you all learn about Hippocrates? I remember Hippocrates. I do. Joe, we learned about Hippocrates, and I know I did. We learn about Hippocrates. He's the father of medicine. That's who he is. He's the father of medicine. He was born in a country. Where was that country? It was called Kos in Greece. Kos. In a city called Kos. It's around 450 before the common era. But anyway, he's called the father of medicine. Now what, you know, you got to understand, back then they were, everything that happened to someone, it had to be a spirit, it had to be a god, it had to be a demon. And so what, that's why they take the Hippocratic Oath. Because he says in his writings, you cannot tell people about other people's business or the medical thing. And what he come up with, he said, the reason we have in the kind of medical problem we have, we need to be more clean. You got to understand, people back then, they take baths like they take today. But in Rasputin in Russia, he was a man that They said that he smelled like, they say, well, you could know when he was coming, he smelled like a goat. But the royalty loved him. The women he would, the things he did, that read that on Rashpushti. They said his teeth was brown as black dirt. They didn't bathe and take that. Come on. Even countries like Britain and London and places like that, Britain and France, people don't bathe in Germany. They don't bathe like we bathe here, really. A lot of folks here don't bathe. But what I'm saying, on the whole, when you take a bath, those people don't do that every day. Those countries, they just don't do that like we do. I'm just telling you. That's just the truth. And so what he said, that the people must, first of all, you start with cleanliness, proper diet, eating. He said that's the main cause of all of our problems. That's what the cause of our problem. Well, that's not what the doctors teach the folks today, is it? Let me put some medicine in you, baby. Let me pump some of this in your hips. That's what they do. They pump it in them, don't they? Come on, baby. You got this guy. Folks are so nutty, they believe anything. They say, well, you have what we call a urinary aspergillus, or the tubular infection. It's a what now? You intelligent ones. It's a, oh, and when they tell people that word, they think, I have a luminary infection of the spaculus. Well, huh, what is that, honey? Well, Dr. Smith's gym told me that. And they think it makes it sound nice, doesn't it? Oh, polluted, profile. That's the truth, hypocrites. You hear folks talking, well, you know, they say I have a hernia of a capillary of the stymation, and it's caused because of the ritulation or the rulation. That's what they do, and they literally almost take. That's the truth. You all say what you want to. I've watched people like that. I say, what in the? You let someone tell you got that? You don't even. What is it? They don't know, Mama. You're right, but they buy, don't they? They buy the drugs. Come on, y'all sing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we need men. We don't need boys. We need a man. And we need the woman. Bless you, daughter, says I, and be encouraged. Hallelujah. Come on and sing. Hallelujah. You are friends and listeners. May Yah bless you all today. And shalom, Yisrael. Shalom. Bless you all. Hallelujah.
yes. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. For your word is excellent, Almighty Yah. Barak you. Yahshua's mighty name. Strengthen us, O Yah. Bless us to stay in this gathering. And bless us all that we may be comforted in Yahshua this day. Bless all of our listeners, our friends, you that support. Bless them, Yah. Return it back unto them. Bless them all. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name, and we trust you for the victory. Yahshua's mighty name, and Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.